This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A citizen-led plan to fix Denver's ailing sidewalks took a major step forward today. Advocates submitted more than 19,000 signatures backing a local ballot question that would charge property owners a new fee to repair and expand sidewalks. Denver residents will vote on the proposal this fall if at least 9,000 signatures are verified as legitimate. A number of Coloradans were at the White House today to celebrate something many of them had been working on for years, the passage of federal gun safety legislation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
People often ask Tom Mauser if he was frustrated that two decades after his son was killed in Columbine, there hadn't been any congressional action. Now that the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which includes funding for state red flag laws, is law, Mauser says he's happy to see something done at the federal level.
President Biden didn't just address what was contained in the bill, but also spoke about what more we need to do. It was forward-looking.
Biden mentioned some potential next steps, including secured storage and an assault weapons ban. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Smallmouth bass have been found and are likely reproducing in the Colorado River below Arizona's Glen Canyon Dam. Though beloved by fishing enthusiasts, the smallmouth bass are harmful predators. They wreaked havoc in the upper river but were held back by Lake Powell, where Glen Canyon Dam has served as a barrier until now. Lake Powell's recent decline is enabling the fish to get past the dam and closer to threatened species of fish farther downstream. In Denver, it's 78 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.